Time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're studying the Gospel of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the fourth Gospel that's in our precious Word, the Gospel of John. We're going to start reading once again with chapter 1, verse 1. And so you haven't missed too much if you didn't catch the study last time, but there's always so much to cover and to look at. And so please join us today in studying John chapter 1. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I hope that you take time to check those things out at the website. We have many, many studies there off of the result of the radio programs or the Sunday message, Constitution, Plan of Salvation, a place to contact us if you would like to. And so please check it out. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, beginning to read with verse 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And now verse 14, as we end with this verse. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Precious Word. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin the study. Father, we thank and praise you that we can come together and enjoy this time. Please guide and lead us. Just show us your way and will today, dear Lord, please. Please that you take it. The Gospel of John is such a powerful gospel. It is one that is the clearest of all concerning salvation and the need of the personal relationship with you, Lord Jesus. So please today, show us your way, show us your will, show us your power and strength, and bring us to salvation if we do not know you as our Savior. And if we do know you as our Savior, please that this be a wonderful time of learning and growing, that we may serve you and praise you and honor you. Please, dear Lord, that we don't sit on a fence and we're not, as the Laodicean church, lukewarm, but we are on fire for you and we're ready to serve you and praise you and honor you. Today, we have a lot of folks that just sit on the fence and don't really care one way or the other. And that's a sad, sad condition to be in as a Christian. That's a sad condition to be in any state, Father. Please, you just burden our hearts to be saved, show us your way and will, and then bring us to that place where we'll say, yes, I want to serve you. Yes, I want to praise and honor your name. And so please, guide and lead us today now, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, as we have looked through these wonderful verses of Scripture, and we have so many, and we looked through, and I'll just give you a quick summary of what we had already talked about, but it's just so important that we review it and look at it again. There are seven wonderful statements that our Lord Jesus gives us in this Gospel of John. And I'm going to go through those very quickly. Again, it is just review, but it's sure worth reviewing. I am that bread of life, John 6:48. I am the light of the world, John 8:12. I am the door, John 10:9. I am the good shepherd, John 10:11. I am the resurrection and the life, John 11:25. I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. I am the true vine, John 15:1. The I ams, and we talked about this last time we were together in the introduction to this gospel, and it's worthy again of saying and repeating. Moses, when he was preparing to go before Israel and before Pharaoh, we're back in Exodus chapter 3. You can find that in the 13th and 14th verse, but where he is about to go before him on God's behalf to the nation of Israel and to Pharaoh, and especially the nation of Israel. And Moses said, you know, who do I say that you are? And he said, I am. That's who you say that I am. I am. And so I love the I ams of this gospel, the bread of life, the light of the world, the door, the good shepherd, the resurrection and life, the way, truth and life, and the true vine. And so it's sure a sweet story, a sweet message that is presented here, and we need to not miss any of it. So please, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. And so in the beginning was the Word, and we are going to enjoy this study today. I hope that you enjoy it with me. The Word was uncreated. The Word is eternal. The Word had no beginning, and the Word was in the beginning. And so again, the Word was uncreated. And I'm going to show you that. Look at what we see. In the beginning was the Word. The Word is uncreated. The Word is eternal. The Word had no beginning, for the Word was in the beginning. Just as the Scripture tells us, the Word was in the beginning. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is personal. The Word was divine. John's gospel begins with this divine and eternal existence of the person Jesus Christ. And that's where we start this gospel, and that's the reason that it's so powerful and so exciting, and that's the reason that the old devil doesn't want us here at all, and he fights us in every direction and every means and way he can, because this gospel shows us the Word was personal, the Word was divine, and again, John shows us that this eternal existence, the divine and the eternal existence of the person Jesus Christ, the eternal, the only begotten Son of God. And you know, we backed up last time to Genesis chapter 1 because it said also in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth in Genesis 1:1. That's the reason a while ago, I think, in the beginning, I started to say Genesis, because we are going to spend a little bit of time in the book of Genesis today. The Old Testament shows us, it reveals to us the creation. It tells us all about the creation of man, the responsibility of man towards God, the fall of man. It gives us a wonderful, wonderful history lesson. It gives us the beginning, the birth of the nation of Israel through Abraham. It just tells us so much. The flood, all those things are in Genesis. But at the very beginning of Genesis, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And so here, John, not only, you know, Genesis 1:1, you think that's the start. That gives us, again, the creation of man. It speaks of the relationship or the responsibility between man and God. But John, the Gospel of John, declares that which is before creation. Before creation. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, before creation. In Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. So we're going before the world was created. The Word was before anything was, if you can get that straight in your mind. It was before anything that was. God does not say, in the beginning, God created the Word. He says, in the beginning was the Word. Don't miss that. Again, he does not say, God does not say, in the beginning, God created the Word. No, he says, God says, in the beginning was the Word. All things are founded, exist, and remain because of and upon him who was before any created thing. All is founded upon the uncreated existence of God who created all things. At the beginning of things, before anything was, he was. You said, well, I'm reading here, Word. In the beginning was the Word. Well, you just stay a hold here. You hang on and you listen. Listen carefully. At the beginning of things, once again repeat this, before anything was, he was, the Word was. He, God, had no beginning. In the beginning was the Word. There is much more than just this powerful statement, in the beginning was the Word. Let's see if we can find some more golden nuggets here to look at. You know, one man said that these first five verses of Scripture should be only and forever written in gold. That's how powerful they are. Let's look at what more we have. The Word is personal. It's more than personal. It is a person. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, as the end of this first verse tells us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Psalms chapter 90 is a beautiful psalm. Psalm 90 verses 1 and 2. Lord, thou hast been a dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. God is eternal. He has no beginning, and he has no end. The Word of God is powerful. The same was in the beginning with God, as we look at this wonderful second verse. The first verse, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. We can't separate those. You know, whenever they put the chapters and verses in, sometimes things get chopped up because it's a stop of one verse and on to the next verse. And it shouldn't be. And this here is powerful and needs to be read together. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Here we are shown that our Savior, Jesus Christ, in his eternal existence, in his nature, in his person, the same was in the beginning with God, the Word. Now, we can come down if you need some help with this. If you've never studied this, verse 14 tells us, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." Did you have any doubt what I was saying, what the Word is telling us? The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, the person of Jesus Christ. Again, we are shown his eternal existence. Many have the sad thought and sad belief that the beginning of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his beginning was at the virgin birth when he was conceived with the Holy Spirit the Virgin Mary carried the child Jesus, and that child, the Christ child, was born. And many people believe that that was the beginning. But you're going to find through the study of this gospel that that is not only a terrible mistake, an error, it is a lie, because Jesus is with God the Father from before the worlds. He has forever been and forever will be. He has an eternal existence. And so please understand that. He was God's Christ and was with God in the beginning, before anything was created. Oh, the wonderful basis of this gospel, the wonderful gospel. You know, we need to enjoy and realize that the Word, Jesus Christ, was before anything was, as I have already stated a couple of times, and I'm going to repeat that. The Word was uncreated, the Word is eternal, the Word had no beginning, for the Word was in the beginning, and that's exactly where we find ourselves here in this second verse. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. Before anything, we need to see and understand what beautiful pictures, what wonderful information, what wisdom God gives us with these first two verses in the Gospel of John. Because it is the basis of the doctrine of the gospel. It's all said here. Which is the power of God unto salvation, the gospel which brings eternal life and eternal joy to those who believe. And I hope that you believe Jesus as your Savior. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. Look at verse 3. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Let's back up to verse 3. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. God the Father didn't create the world as we know it. The Son did. Our Christ did. Jesus created all the world. Tells us right there in the third verse, the Word. And we know it to be true because if you go to verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That's the Lord Jesus. You know, when we look at this, we're going to find a lot of things that our pre-incarnation, the pre-incarnate Christ, a work that He did. We're going to see a lot of things that He did. If you'll look here at verse 1 and verse 2, do you realize that that precedes Genesis 1:1? And now we come to the beginning of Genesis, where it says, "And all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." And so you see verses 1 and 2 is before Genesis. That is before Genesis 1:1, because if you'll remember, in Genesis 1:1, we have, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." We're before that. We're pre-Genesis here in John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. We find that Christ created all things, the world and all that is therein. He is the Creator. He created all things, are created by Him, and all things are created because of Him. What beautiful verses of Scripture here as we look at all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Oh, here comes a beautiful look at the gospel. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 10. The book of Hebrews. Please turn there with me if you will. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God, who at sundry times and diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who, being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. I read verses 1, 2, and 3. But in verse 2, clearly, by whom also he made the worlds. The Lord Jesus spoke into existence our world as we know it. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 10. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. Do you question it now? Do you wonder that the word is somehow or other you were misunderstood because you knew God the Father created that because God the Father would have to create God the Son? No, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and God the Father are three in one, and they are eternal in their existence. And we realize now through the Word of God, the Word confirms the Word, that Jesus is the creator of all the world. As you look up into the heavens and you see the thousands of stars, as you see the sun and moon and some of the planets you can see, as you look upon this wonderful, the earth that God has given us, it is God's doing. It is Jesus, the Son of God, has created this for us. He has hung the moon. He has hung the stars. He has taken this earth and he has put it in its rotation as we know it today. And we find as not only the earth moves, but also as the earth and the other planets circle the sun, they are rotating in themselves. Also, then they are circling the sun. And as this galaxy, as we know it, is moving through the earth or through the space of heavens, it is unreal. And God just put it there. And he took his finger and he spun it. Oh, the God that has created us is the same God, Jesus, that saved us. He is our Savior. And if you refuse him as your Savior, he will also, you'll find him to be the judge. And he has proper credentials to be the judge, since he has given to you an opportunity, a free opportunity of salvation to be saved. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. The third verse. And look at verse 4. And in him was life. Life. What a wonderful word. Eternal life. We're going to get to John chapter 3. And we find there, ye must be born again. What wonderful word. So in him was life. And the life was the light of men. Now, we're going to go ahead and read verse 5, because 5 speaks of the darkness. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. We have made a choice. The choice was decided by Adam and Eve when they ate of the forbidden fruit. And it cast us from the light into darkness. And it would be eternal darkness if it not be for the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. As he has come into this life, lived here for 33 years, died, was buried, and rose again, all so that we could have life. By his death, by his shedding of his own blood, by him being perfect, he could pay the debt that needed to be paid. Wages of sin is death, the book of Romans tells us. The wages of sin is death. And so there is no way out of that. Someone has to die for our sin. And Jesus, the Son of God, eternal God, is the only one that could. And it was set before the foundations of the world that this is the way that it would happen. God the Father, upon the appointed time, sent his Son here to live upon this earth, to live among man, perfect, never sinning, never being born in sin as we are, because it was not fathered by man, fathered by the Holy Spirit. And so, carrying out every requirement of the law, died on the cross. And when he died, he took all of our sin with him and paid the price, paid the debt. He and he alone is the only one that can do that, and did do that. He did that 2,000 years ago. And you need to come by faith to Jesus and trust in him. You must trust in him. The creator of the world is also our Savior. And as I said earlier, also will be the judge, because as we look at verse 5, and the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. This light that was present in Adam and Eve's day, and then darkness come. And it's not a darkness of not having the sun shining or the moon at night shining. It is a darkness, a spiritual darkness. And that spiritual darkness put a film across everyone's eyes to where you cannot see or think or begin to have anything that's good. Everything in your heart, in your mind, is evil. We need to be born again. And that's what we're going to study in John chapter 3 when we get to that place. Please don't miss one of the studies. We're going to talk about a witness here, and that witness is John. That'll be the next step. But please, as you look, we find this to be the true light. And so only the Lord Jesus can bring light back into this world. And as each individual comes and believes, then we have received that light, and we have an opportunity to give off that light. It is not our light. We are like the moon. We reflect the light of the one that has bought and paid for us. And we still have the old flesh. Yes, we have a new heart, but we do not have the perfect flesh that we will have in the future. And so as we walk in the love and the power and the strength of our Lord and Savior, as we do that, that light continues to grow and become brighter and brighter, a light that Jesus gives us. But he was the true light, and he came to this world to show he was God, to show us how to be saved, to pay the debt, and Jesus did that upon the cross. He shed his blood, his precious blood. All through the tabernacle, all through the days of the temple, there were sacrifices, and those sacrifices were brought on behalf of the people to cover their sin. But when Jesus came, Jesus took our sin away. He didn't just cover it. The rest of them were imperfect. They couldn't do a complete perfect work, but Jesus did. He could, and he did. Upon the command of his Father, he followed his Father's will all the way to the cross, and then came out of that grave alive. And he's in the presence, seated on the right hand of God the Father right now, with a finished work, just waiting for folks to come. The invitation is yours. You need to be born again, as we're going to find in John chapter 3. You need that personal relationship with a person, that's Jesus Christ. Jesus is a living, perfect person, complete deity, complete. He's completely God, completely man. He saved you. But unless you trust in Him and come and ask Him to come into your heart and to save you, that death on the cross is of no value to you. It's everything to me because I'm born again. Please ask Jesus to come into your heart. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?